Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
This is supposed to be a show with relate to my art, but I'm going to just bring it to you. This is not about art. This is about basic common sense. Recently, I'm just not going to get, it's personal, but I don't want no bigots in my life, or no idiots in my life related to bigotry. What I mean by bigotry is racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, or any type of discrimination on a general level in relation to anyone, including me, even my biological family. The reason is that I had too much suffering in my life, too many atrocities, too much suffering. Practically, my Hollywood dream, it's been so many obstacles in that. It's been obstacles in finding myself on this planet. I've been brutalized, victimized, obliterated in so many ways, but I had a rebirth and strong enough to love thyself. In my hometown, I had to deal with ignorance in the form of seeing bigotry in the form of religion, Christianity, where people use their Christianity to generalize and to promote bigotry against race, color, sex, and sexual orientation. And in my family, biological family, like mom, sisters, brother, if they were bigoted, and some perhaps, I don't want nothing to do with them. Their religious beliefs do not pertain to open-mindedness. I like to hang around people who are open-minded, and I don't care who they are. So I'm going to keep things personal, but what I want to say is that if people were bigotry against me because of my skin color or because of my religion or because of who I hang out with, etc., I cannot be around them. I had too many bad experiences related to bigotry. The ignorance from my hometown is that people say, stay with your family at all times, no matter what family's been. That is not true. Family could be anybody who you consider family, whether you're born into it or not. Blood, the term blood is thicker than water is not necessarily true for everybody. While it's a gift to have a family, born into a family, biologically, bloodline, that loves you, some people, unfortunately, do not have that. Because the truth is, the term family can be an illusion for lots of people who do not have biological parents or family members who love them. So family could be anybody. It could be a friend. It could be a lover. It could be somebody you know or you meet. Because we're all the human race. And we're all God's children. So with that, if someone is bigoted against me and they were someone I was born into, where it's cousin, blah, 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 I would not want to have anything to do with them, not because of who they are, it's because they're bigots. I like to hang around positive people. And that ignorance is the reason why I have to stay clear and open. Open to all people who could be family, as long as they're positive, because positive people brings. And family is universal. It does not have to necessarily be biological. You come from a bad family, fine family elsewhere. That's how I believe, because life is too short. And while I respect all religions of the world, whether it's Islam, Jewish, Buddhist, Christianity, and everything, it should not be used as a tool to discriminate on people on basis of any type of categories. We should keep an open mind. And that's why I cannot hang around any homophobe. I cannot hang around any sexist or racist or anybody who has limited opinions on what life is, because it's not based on reality. We have to accept people for who they are and what they are. And these ignorant people will probably think I'm crazy for saying this, but it is no excuse to be a bigot. whatever you believe. You believe like these, they believe in Christian, they go to church or whatever. It is no excuse to be a homophobe or a bigot. I can understand some situations where some people have really bad experiences. I have bad experiences with certain groups of people, but I do not discriminate on the whole base. I just have, you know, if I was almost robbed, constantly harassed, constantly almost got killed, that would be understandable. But I'm not going to generalize every single person because there's good and bad in everybody. Basic common sense. It has to do with character. And the character that I believe in, because I'm an open-minded progressive, I believe that we're all equal. I don't want to deal with some ignorant person who's blinging their prejudice on me or discriminating against me. I just realized that a family member discriminate against me. And that family member and I may not have a relationship anymore because of their discrimination. I already had a bad situation with that family, but I'm going to keep that personal. On a general level, it should be no way I or anybody should hang around somebody regardless of where they come from or even if they're in a biological family who's discriminatory or ignorant, because that ignorance could be poison that can destroy a whole entire person simply because their ignorance and their refusal to accept the reality of the world, that the world does not revolve around one belief or one race or one opinion. We are all God's children of diversity. And that is how it is, and it will progress to be that way as time moves on. Because I know God loves me for who I am, and he loves me enough to know to keep away from that person or anybody who discriminate me on in any way, shape, or form. And it's about character. It's not about what they look like. If you lose your religion to discriminate, then something is wrong with you, in my opinion. Because love transcends any type of religion or any type of belief. It doesn't matter what it is, because we're all God's children. And I like to hang around and deal with people progressive or who are open to me, because life is too short. And I know how long I'm going to live on this planet, but I ain't going to deal with anybody who discriminates or is ignorant in that regard. And that includes people in my own family. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.